Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. This is the B segment, and we have a great guest coming up for you. Ken Druck, author of Raising an Aging Parent, Guideline for Families in the Second Half of Life. It's published by Redwood Publishing, is our guest, and he's going to talk about crazy things that you probably haven't thought of, but are really important, especially if you're caring for someone, whether it is a spouse or a parent. But it's the same thing. It's all part of courageous living, which is what he's done for the last 45 years and made his career on. To get to him, you can go to www, that's the usual three W's, Ken Druck, D-R-U-C-K, K-E-N-D-R-U-C-K.com, and you can get to him. Raising an Aging Parent is a really stimulating book, if you would, and we're going to talk to him about things like what your parents would tell you if only they could, and why some of the most important words you can use with your parent are, I need your help. And the do's and don'ts of making tough calls, like what you have to do when you decide they can't drive anymore, or what you have to do when you say, we have to move. We'll talk about all those things. And of course, as usual, I'm excited that Persona Nutrition is still our sponsor. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. You can get supplements customized to your needs. Take the free online assessment at mypersona.com, and then they'll help guide you to fill in what you're missing and to not get what you aren't missing. In the meantime, let's talk to Ken Druck. Ken, you have something you call courageous living. What do you mean by courageous living?
You know, Maya Angelou said it best. She said that courage was the virtue that is embedded in every one of the other great virtues. That each time of life, each season of life, each change and challenge presents us with an opportunity to summon newfound courage and strength and to face the opportunity, not only to harvest the opportunity, but to face and meet the challenge. And that's what I mean by courageous living.
And now, when you're dealing with and some of my friends, I'm 75, so I'm getting to the upper echelon of ages, if you will, but have a lot more to go. But some of my friends who are just a little bit older are dealing with spouses who are in the early stages of developing problems with memory and cognition. And it seems to me they're awful courageous in how they're taking care of their spouse. You're talking about in this book something even more courageous, that is raising an aging parent, that is someone who helped bring you up in the world, but who you haven't had that close enough contact with maybe lately, and now you're going to be taking care of them every day. So talk to us a little bit about that issue. How common is it?
Well, it is extremely common, and it's more and more common. And it's not, you know, the idea of caregiving, whether it's with a spouse, whether it's with a parent, you know, is a complicated matter. And everybody's different. Everybody has different challenges and different opportunities. It's not just the challenges and the changes and the hardships and the adversity that we're looking at. It's the opportunity. Some of the most intimate and close and important moments of our lives happen in the second half. And as we're caregiving, as we have to give our time and energy and service to another person, somebody we love who really needs us. And I think, one of the great challenges of caregiving is if you are in that sandwich generation, you're somebody who's not only has parents that you're watching get older and you're being pulled into more of their affairs, but you have a family of your own. You might have a career you're trying to nurture. You have a marriage you're trying to take care of, and you're also trying to have a life in which you have health, robust health. So we have to upgrade our operating system, download the new software for taking care of ourselves, and it's not enough just to do a mani and a pedi. We really have to drill down and take better care of ourselves than we're used to.
Now, let's talk about one of the phrases in your book, I need your help. Why are those the most important words?
You know, Mike, how important is it with a parent where we're changing roles? Suddenly, the person who, you know, changed our diapers 1,000 times, you know, suddenly we're changing theirs. We're helping them make life-changing decisions, like moving out of the family house, like health decisions that are very complicated. In some cases, even end-of-life decisions, legal and financial issues. So I think as the roles reverse and we become their caregivers, it's critically important that they know that our parents, as they get older, know that we still need them, that we still value their ideas, their opinions, their inputs. My mother, even at age 92, was my best editor of all the new books I was writing. I'd say, Mom, would you please look this over and give me your opinion? And to the best of her ability, she'd do that. She felt a sense of purpose. She felt a sense of continuity that I still needed, loved, appreciated, and validated her wisdom and her skills and knowledge.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Another phrase you have in the book, and by the way, we should know, I mean, the data on caregiving for someone with dementia is that 50% of the caregivers are now dying before the person they're caring for. So this is a tough job. And as Ken Druck, and you can get to him by www.kendruck.com, as well as this great book, Raising an Aging Parent. Superb book. But one of the things that he has said, and I want to emphasize it, is you can't pour from an empty cup. You need to take care of yourself and make sure that you're taking care of yourself and staying healthy so that you can care for those you love and have the energy to care and do what you want to do. There always are tough decisions. When my father reached, I think it was 92, we took away the keys to his car. He had hidden another set, so although we took them away, he got in the car, and then he actually got lost and couldn't find, this was someplace, he got a taxi over to where we had put the car, and he used his extra set, but then he got lost because they were doing construction on the usual road. So I thought it was a very clever thing he did. He knew, he called the tow company to tell them he had a problem with the car and to help him get back home, and they towed his car back home. So but taking away the keys is a tough decision, isn't it?
Taking away the keys is a tough decision. Anything, you know, they're going through a major, and how can we be more understanding and loving and supportive as sons and daughters of aging parents? To understand that they're going through a change in status, a loss of independence at times, you know, that changing, turning the page on and retiring or going through some of the health changes and challenges they're going through. Maybe they're living in a different situation. They've moved out of the family home. That we can be empathetic, understanding, and supportive, even though at times we're going to face their resistance. I mean, if when we are one day in that position, hopefully we live to be in that position, we might be resistive and slippery and sneaky and fight and kick and scream all the way, you know, to some of these changes ourselves. And we would need somebody who could be supportive, who could be there for us. So these are changes that they're going through. We need to be empathetic. And as you said before, we also need to take care of ourselves. We have these, you know, I list in the book, these self-care saboteurs. We know better. We know what to do to take care of ourselves, but we don't do it. Why? Because we have these self-care saboteurs. We have these things, ways we hold ourselves down and hold ourselves back that we need to face into and overcome. And when we do, we find that we have the ability and the willingness and the strength to take better care of ourselves. So we're not that 50% who die before the person we're taking care of.
We're talking with Ken Druck, author of Raising an Aging Parent. And I'm going to talk about what he means by a legacy of love in a minute. But Ken, I'm often asked in taking care for yourself, what vitamins and supplements do I take and what should you take? And the answer is you can go to mypersona.com. They're the sponsor of the show, mypersona.com, and they can give you personalized vitamins, and they have Persona experts. They really have experts there. I'm chair of the scientific advisory committee, but they have a whole bunch of people who are real experts on the scientific advisory committee that did this assessment, that created this assessment, so you can find out what in your diet is missing or what is missing and get it personalized for you. You can visit mypersona.com, take the free online assessment, and that tells you essentially what I'm taking and what you can take as well. And if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, you get a 50% discount off your first order. We're now going back to our conversation with Ken Druck, www.kendruck.com, and you can learn all about courageous living at that site. Ken, you talk about leaving a legacy of love and paying the good in our lives forward to our children and our grandchildren. Talk to me about what you mean by that.
Well, one of the greatest things, you know, we have all these challenges. We're getting older. We're looking at our watch. We're wondering how much time we have, what quality of life we have remaining, what we can do to keep purpose and passion and aliveness and adventure and lifelong learning in our lives as we get older, as we turn that 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, and hopefully 100. And one of the things we can do, one of the opportunities as we get older, is to show gratitude for all the blessings, all the opportunities, the freedom, living in this country, the freedoms that we've enjoyed, the health we've enjoyed, the environment that we've enjoyed. How do we invest and leave a legacy not of chaos, not of greed, not of hoarding, but a legacy that allows our children, our grandchildren, and future generations to enjoy some of the same freedoms, some of the same blessings, gifts, and things that we've been able to enjoy. And I think the way we do that is to leave a legacy. First of all, to put our own house in order so that at the point that we move on and we pass, you know, we haven't left chaos. We've uncluttered our house. We've made a great estate plan, perhaps an ethical will. Our finances and our legal life has been put into order. It's going to be enough for our families to grieve the loss of us. And they don't need a year of chaos sorting through our papers and things. So I think that's part of it. The second thing is to make sure that we've given away all of our love and gratitude and appreciation for those people that we love, that are closest to us, on whose shoulders we stand. And to give that away and to make sure that we've done everything possible to ensure that they have their best possible future. And that may be the final act of our life, but that's the way we leave a legacy of love, not chaos.
We've been talking with Ken Druck, Dr. Ken Druck, D-R-U-C-K, Raising an Aging Parent. You can go to www.kendruck, D-R-U-C-K, K-E-N-D-R-U-C-K.com, and find out about Courageous Living, which he embodies and has written about and lived, I suppose. You actually have to say, if you know Ken Druck at all, for the last 45 years. Ken Druck, Raising an Aging Parent, a wonderful and important book. It talks about a whole group of things for the caregiver, and it really is a important book. Obviously, you, the Owner's Manual podcast, this is the A segment of 981. I'm sorry, this is the B segment, 981B. The Bs are always the guest segment. And Ken Druck, thank you very much for being a great guest. We, of course,
Mike, thank you so much for having me. And for the work that you do, Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Ken. We, of course, are sponsored by Persona Nutrition, as usual. And I do want to thank both Joe and Luis for great engineering, but especially those of you who've downloaded us. That's what motivates us to do these interviews and to bring you these podcasts that Persona Nutrition, mypersona.com, sponsors. Thanks again.